You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This city lives and breathes sports. WFAN is where Yankees fans argue with Mets fans and Giants fans debate Jets fans. Live, loud, and daily. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Right back at it on The Fan in New York. Let's get to what I was going to talk about quickly here. If you're just joining us, Richie and Queens called about Anthony Volpe, called about sending him down. Through this entire All-Star break, Anthony Volpe's name has been mentioned probably every hour on The Fan. And, I've said my piece on it, and I'll continue to say my piece on it. But let's hear Alex Rodriguez, courtesy of ESPN Radio and Michael Kay's show. Alex Rodriguez spoke for a few minutes on Volpe, and I think it's important to hear what he said and then react to that. This is one of the best hitters we've ever seen, a former Yankee, a guy that works in baseball still for Fox, for ESPN. He's watching the games. So here's what A-Rod had to say about the Yankee shortstop.
Yeah, it just doesn't work, Michael. I mean, you can look at all you want. I know the analytics guys are rewriting the rules of baseball, but it just doesn't work. It's not winning baseball. You take Volpe, for example, and I think Volpe is a nice player, and I think he'll be the first one to admit you just cannot win a World Series with any player, not to personalize it to Volpe, but hitting 215. And I know he's hitting something like 150 over the last 35 games or something. It's not acceptable. And what I would do is you look at Jeter's rookie year. I would trade Volpe's home runs and RBIs, and I would trade them today, right now, for 280 batting average, 10 to 12 home runs, 65 to 75 RBIs, and give me 40 stolen bases and play lockdown defense and become the best bunter on the team. Now, that is a formula to win. What they're doing today, and I'm not sure who to blame. Is it Volpe or is it the instruction he's getting? But it's just not working for winning baseball against great teams. They're going to beat up bad teams, and they did that a little bit before the Cubs. But then when the Cubs come, or here comes the Red Sox, or here comes Toronto, that's when kind of you get exposed a bit.
So let's go back, right? And A-Rod's going to give it to you straight, and he's going to give you the baseball of it. He said he's a nice player, and we know he's a nice player. Did he say he was an elite player? No. The Yankees will tell you he's elite. The Yankees have consistently told us he's an elite defender. And they've also told us that's in there. And I've heard Michael Kay talk about this, and I wish he would stop, and I wish other people would stop, that when he was coming up, he batted third in a lineup behind Bobby Witt Jr. and some of these other baseball players that we know today. And I always go through the list of Gunnar Henderson, Bobby Witt Jr., Corbin Carroll, C.J. Abrams, Zach Neto. Like, those are the guys that Volpe came up with. And they always talk about him being the better player when he was 18. That was 6 years ago. Can we stop living in the past? We can only go off of what we've seen recently. And A-Rod harkened back to, in his last 35 games, he's hitting 150. It's got to be much better. And then A-Rod also said, you can't win a World Series with any player hitting 215. A player hitting 215, that's that they're attacking that player every time. That's an automatic out. They're walking players to get to this batter. So he just gave you what he wants Volpe to be at the bottom of the order. He said that average got to go up to 280. I don't see that happening. I would love it. I would love it. I wish, fingers crossed, prayers up. And he said he doesn't need so many homers. But Volpe's first season, he was a 20-homer guy. There's a lot of talk about the torpedo bat to start this year. There's a lot of talk about launch angle and him uppercutting. I mean, we saw a game this year, I forget who we were playing. He struck out on a pitch. I think it was the Angels, right? I think it was Kenley Jansen. Bro, Kenley Jansen threw a pitch that Volpe missed by like half a foot, probably more. And it was like, I don't know. A-Rod basically just told you he's got to get on base, be the best bunter on the team. So he's got to change. He's got to adapt his style of play. And I don't know how quickly that can happen. Now, what people aren't talking about is injury. I heard Big Mac talking about it last night. And, you know, he's got a couple things. He had a hit by pitch. He had a shoulder. And maybe that is why Aaron Boone, Aaron Judge, and Brian Cashman have been so defensive. Because maybe they know he's kind of dealing with something. That he's not 100%. Maybe he's playing at 70, 75%. And the way that they built the roster and the way that they constructed the team, he's the only shortstop, so he has to play every day. But yeah, I hope that this was a great all-star break for the kid. I hope that he got away. I hope that he rested. I hope that he cleared his mind, because this is it coming up, man. This second half of the year is crucial. The Yankee fans always need a whipping boy, and right now, that's him. And it's been. Let's go out to Staten Island. Pete, you're on the fan. What's up, man?
What's going on? Yeah, you just hit it on the head. And I really think it's the truth, too. He has an uppercut swing. He needs more of a level swing, and I think he'll be just fine. That uppercut swing, he's missing everything. And you said it.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Pete. I mean, it's like A-Rod said it. He's like, I don't know if it's the coaching, the development that he's getting. Are they telling him to do that? And we hear a lot about launch angle. And there was just a video out on the internet about, you know, A-Rod talking about hitting the ball on a level plane. I don't know, man. Something's got to change, because, like I said, these Yankee fans now, I hate that it has turned into what it's turned into, because it started off as one of us, homegrown kid, family grew up Yankee fans. He grew up a Yankee fan. 9-year-old picture of him with Derek Jeter to now, we don't care about that picture. Oh, why'd you tell us he was going to be the next Derek Jeter? Nobody told y'all that. Oh, we don't care where he's from. Like, you did care when he came up. You cared when he was going to replace IKF. Joe is in Perona, New Jersey on the fan in New York. What's up, Joe?
I think Alex Rodriguez said the magic word, and I believe it. And I've been saying this for the longest time. It's the analytics. They got people down in instructional camp and Class A that are teaching these kids the upswing, analytic hitters, and they don't know what the hell they're doing. These guys never even played in a high-level game. And he had an analytics coach last year that's kind of screwed him up a little bit, and it continues. Last year, he was hitting pretty good. And then they had this analytic coach came in, and look where he is today. You know, it's all about upswing and all this other crap. It's stupid.
Thanks for the call, Joe. I'll say it's still subject to change as well. He's 24. It's his third season. And what's tough here is that, like, the Yankees decided, because of their own decisions, their own doing. Like, they tried to make Gleyber Torres a shortstop. That didn't work. They trade for IKF, who was a third baseman. That didn't work. So when Volpe was ready to compete in camp, he probably needed more seasoning, especially coming through the pandemic year and his development being shortened. The Yankees decided, hey, marketing-wise, like, we're going to put number 11 on you. Marketing-wise, like, we're gonna have the Yes Network post this picture of you and Jeter. Like, we're going to rally around. Here he is. He's ready, especially because they passed on the Corey Seagers, Carlos Correa's, Trevor Story, Javi Baez of the world. So it's like, okay, it almost kind of accelerated it. But when you think about it, it's like this kid had a shortened development in the minor leagues. And they refused to send him down once he made the show. And that circumstance, on top of being a Yankee fan, wanting to win just as much as every other Yankee fan, your family's all Yankee fans. They probably have everybody's house with Yankee logos and pictures of Yankee greats. Like, it is too much. Let's go to Jackson, New Jersey. Jacob, you're on the Fan.
What do you think about trading anybody for Mikael Garcia, Steven Cruz, and Seth Lugo?
Okay, Mikael Garcia, Steven Cruz, and who else?
Seth Lugo.
Well, we'll start with Mikael Garcia. There's a little bit of beef between him and Jazz Chisholm. And the rest of those guys, too, we need the Royals to lose out. They've been buyers already, and I think they want to go back-to-back years of making the postseason, coming off of having their worst season in history. So I think that's a long shot. Jacob, call me back, my man. I appreciate the call. But joining us right now at 8:10 on the dot is the guest that I spoke of. This is the Yankees 2024 Minor League Player of the Year. This is Rafael Flores, the catching prospect coming from the Somerset Patriots. Rafael, are you there?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How are you? I heard you were down the shore area. Shout out to Frank Luna. How are you enjoying the summer down by the beach?
Yeah, it was awesome. I had a blast. I definitely got my tan in for the few days we were off, and I mean, the beach was great. It's a little like home, but just a little different.
Right, yeah. So you're from California, Southern California, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, so I go down to Newport Beach a lot, Huntington Beach a lot. That's kind of the beaches I go to back home.
Yeah, so how do you like being in Somerset or being in the East versus being back home? Obviously, the time difference and a little bit different vibe and culture for sure.
It's a little different for sure, but you know, at the end of the day, it's all baseball for me. So, I mean, it's been great. I love the diners. I love the breakfast bagels I can get at every corner. It's awesome.
Rafael, I hate to do this. You're coming in a little bit choppy. Is there any way you can move to somewhere else or maybe relocate and call us back? I just want the best sound quality for your interview.
Yeah, let me see if I can get outside really quick so I can have better quality.
Okay, you can stay on the line if you'd like. I can keep building you up and let people know about you. So he's currently ranked 15 out of the Yankees' top prospects. Obviously, we're 2 weeks away from the trade deadline. And I was just talking about all the Yankees catching prospects or the Yankees minor league catchers or catchers that they've traded away that have, you know, gone elsewhere and done pretty well. I think that, you know, the Somerset Patriots organization, they are first class. I went out there. I've told you guys a bunch of times. I went out there to throw the first pitch. I'll be out there again on August 2nd for the celebration of the Negro Leagues with Willie Randolph. And they gave me a whole tour of their stadium and their training facility, and you can kind of see, if you watch Path to Pinstripes, homegrown Path to Pinstripes on Yes Network, you can get a look there, but you can see how, you know, these guys are getting ready to be the Yankees of the future. Rafael, let's see if your connection is better right now.
How we doing? We sound good?
Still a little choppy, but let me ask you another question, and we'll see how it goes. So
all right, sounds good.
I was just talking about the Somerset Patriots. Can you talk about the Patriots organization, the TD ballpark, the fans that show up out there, and how your experience has been playing this season?
Oh, I mean, it's been great. Somerset's been a home for me for about, a full year now, and it's been great. The fans are awesome. The games are always hype every night, even on a Tuesday, Wednesdays, like, let alone Friday, Saturday. But, I mean, it's a great ballpark, and I've loved it so far.
Now, everybody talks about George Lombard Jr. and Spencer Jones, and obviously they're great ball players, but can you talk and tell us about them as teammates and what you've learned about them and what you think those guys can do in the future?
Oh, I mean, they're just dialed athletes, you know, and they're dialed individuals. They know what they need to do every day to make sure they feel good. And I mean, they're just very professional. That's what I've learned from both of them. George at being such a young age. He's super polished, super genuine, and I mean, he's going to be a great ball player for a long time. And Jonesy's just freak athlete. He just is. It's unreal to watch. And I mean, you see him in AAA right now tearing it up. So he's gonna be a really big player here soon.
So right now, you guys are obviously on break with baseball on a break. You know, what are the conversations like with your teammates? Obviously, you guys are 2 weeks away from the trade deadline where anything can happen. What's that energy like talking to your teammates with just either nervousness or anticipation of the trade deadline?
Honestly, man, I try not to really focus on it because at the end of the day, I can really only control what I can control. So I just try and, you know, be where my feet are and just understand that, you know, I got to do what I got to do to make sure I stay healthy, make sure I stay good. So, I mean, we talk about it here and there, but I try and get everybody kind of away from those talks because, you know, we're still playing baseball. We're still trying to win games. And I think that should be more important than, you know, like I said, stuff we can't really control.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great way to phrase it and to think about it because it is out of your control and all you can control is what you do on the field. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about what I was just saying, the development of the Yankees catchers in the system. Can you give us some names of guys that you've worked with? I know you've played a little bit of first base too, but I guess give some credit to who's helping you behind the dish.
Oh, I mean, just our whole catching department as a whole. I mean, I can name so many guys, Derek Woodley, Aaron Gersh, Bossy. We just have so many coaches and just guys on our staff that do a good job of making sure we're always polished. We're always touching the things we need to get better at and just, you know, always developing. So, I mean, the Yankees do a great job with the catching department for sure.
Now, obviously, we've seen some of these young pitchers come up, like Cam Schlittler, like Alan Winans. Obviously, we had Marcus Stroman down there at Somerset and Luis Gil. Can you speak to some of the guys that you've caught for, that you've worked with, some of the good arms that are either coming up in the system or even, you know, some of the Yankees guys that have been down there for rehab?
Well, for rehab starts, I've caught Clark Schmidty a lot. I know he just went down recently,
oh, yeah.
But I mean, he's a stud. He has great command. He knows where everything's going. He knows how to pitch. He's very polished. And I mean, Stroman. He's just nasty. He throws a bunch of strikes in the zone. And I mean, he's a big leaguer and has been a big leaguer for a very long time for a reason. And I mean, you know, you have guys like Cam Schlitt and, you know, Brendan Beck and all those guys that are just, they're strike throwers. They command the zone very well. They know what they're going to do to hitters. They game plan very well, which is super important. I mean, those are guys you want, you know, to win ball games.
Now, you grew up a Cubs fan, right?
Yeah, so I grew up right next to Angel Stadium, but I loved the Cubs for Alfonso Soriano. That was my guy growing up.
Yeah, and the Yankees just faced the Cubs. I'm sure you were watching the weekend before All-Star, that battle. It started off good for the Yankees, but it tailed off the last two games.
Yeah, I mean, it's baseball. You know, you go ups and downs, but, you know, you got to love it at the end of the day.
Well, I hope you stick with us, Rafael. I appreciate you joining us tonight. Anything else you want the Yankee fans listening to know about you as we hope that you stay on our side in the next couple weeks, and I hope to see you right after coming back down to Somerset.
Definitely, man. I appreciate it. I mean, I would like to say, you know, I'm working hard to be the best Yankee I can be on and off the field. And, you know, it would always be a great pleasure to wear the pinstripes in the Bronx one day. And, you know, like I said, I'm continuing to work hard every day and stay healthy and make sure I'm on the field at all times. But thanks for having me, brother. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for tapping in with us. We're rooting for you. And like you said, you know, working to be the best Yankee, we hope to see you in pinstripes. Thanks for joining us, man.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Thanks, Keith. I appreciate it.
888-808-1019. Now, remember that call in 2 weeks or 2 years or 4 years. I don't think I've ever talked to a prospect or a young guy coming up on air. Shout out to Frank Luna. Shout out to Brian and the guys that helped me set that up. I think that's super cool as we head into the trade deadline. And then also, like I said, him being a catcher and us seeing some of the Yankees catching prospects go to other places and kind of flourish and become. You never know what happens with Rafael Flores, but I do hope selfishly to see him on August 2nd when I go back to Somerset to rock with the Patriots. All right, we still got people on hold. And before the call, and again, thank you, Rafael, for the call, we were talking about Anthony Volpe, who spent a little bit of time with the Somerset Patriots. And when you go down there, you could see Volpe, you could see Ben Rice, you can see Austin Wells, Oswaldo Cabrera, you can see Jason Dominguez, like all those guys, like faces in uniform are all around the ballpark. And like I said about homegrown path to the pinstripes, like you really get a good look into the Yankees farm system and how they're developing these guys and getting these guys ready for Yankee Stadium and what it takes to be a Yankee. Now, right before I took the call, I was talking about all the pressure and stress and the burden and just how crazy it is to be Anthony Volpe. When I think about Volpe, I think about like all the kids that grew up wanting to be the next Derek Jeter, and he actually did it. And now that he's in it, you know, I've really tried to tell fans in the last couple weeks, there's no point in calling and asking for him to be benched or sat down or sent down rather. Like, it's just, we are in the halfway point of the season. The Yankees have told you chapter and verse that they believe in him, that he's elite, that it's in there, that everybody goes through rough stretches. He's going through a rough stretch, and we got to just see what happens. Does he have to play better? Yes, 100%. Have we seen him play better? Yeah. It's just not consistent enough. But this is your shortstop this year, probably your shortstop next year, if he picks it up in the second half as we expect, and that's what you should want, right? And I was – saying on Twitter when I, you know, had a quote card from WFAN that came out about Volpe. I said, listen, I root for the laundry. I'm rooting for the Yankees. I'm rooting for every guy that's in that Yankee uniform. It isn't that I'm just like trying to tell you guys to get off Volpe's back. I'm saying, what good does it do? Like, what good does it do? I know you, but I know you guys always need a pound of flesh. You need somebody to kind of bag on. If it's not Joey Gallo or Aaron Hicks or Josh Donaldson, which is way different because it's like those guys were traded here. You know, those guys got paid and underperformed. But like, there is a reason that they grade Volpe on a curve. There is a reason that they don't trash him in the media. And they don't do that to anybody. But there's a reason that they keep telling you, hey, you know, we believe in the guy. He's their own. They want it to work out. He's 24. They drafted him. They developed him. They chose this. They die hard on what, folks? Their trades, their contracts, and their decisions with the roster. They're the ones that decided he would have the opportunity in 2022 to come up and win the job, or 2023, come up and win the job in spring training. And he did that. And all he had to do was be the, you know, best shortstop on the team for a month. And now it's been three seasons since then. And they're not sending him down. They're not bringing anyone in to compete against him. They're trying to see it through. That's what they chose to do. They don't care what you say. They don't care about your calls or your tweets. And it's a longer game than you realize. 3 years and X amount of at-bats is too much for a lot of Yankee fans. It's not enough for the Yankees. Like, they don't feel like Anthony Volpe is the reason that the team is struggling or losing. So they're going to continue to support the guy. And I hope that he gets healthy. I hope that he breaks out of it because it's better for the team. You need him at the bottom of the order, you know, driving the ball. You need him to be able to lay down some bunts. You need him to get on and be able to steal. And you also need him to produce at the plate so it carries over into the field. That was the main issue I had. Because you have enough offensive production. You have enough home run hitters. You have the best hitter in the game. My issue is like, we see him commit errors. We see him throw the ball around. We see him make mistakes. Richie alluded to the play against the Cubs where, you know, there's a few times you've seen the ball kind of eat him up, you know, the ball kind of play him. And in that moment, it felt like he just went to second without thinking and not being all the way dialed in and locked in. And that's unfortunate on the Sunday before All-Star break that, you know, the young guy on the team playing the marquee position for the New York Yankees makes a mistake like that where he looks to be checked out. You can't have it. You can't have it. And then the Yankees will tell you he's an elite defender, and we haven't seen it in this early part of the year. He's up there in errors and he's doing stuff like that. It's got to change. Rob is in Westchester on the Fan. Hello, Rob. Rob, you got to go outside. You got to walk to somewhere, get a better connection. You're coming in. Well, you're not coming in at all. Can't really hear you. I hear. Rob is on hold. From Rob, we'll go to Roy in Middletown. Hello, Roy.
Hey, good evening, Keith. Great show as always, man. You're A1 in my book.
Thank you, sir.
You know, want to touch real quick on Volpe. You alluded to this, and I think, you know, the erratic throws, the indecision. I think Volpe's hurt. I really, Keith, I think he's hurt. This is not the same Volpe that we've seen, at least defensively, the last two seasons. And he just doesn't look comfortable with me. Now, didn't he get hurt on a slide, I'm going to say, I don't know, 8-9 weeks ago into second? Didn't he jam his shoulder?
Yes. And he also got hit by a pitch in the Red Sox series.
Right. So maybe, just maybe, he's telling these guys, hey, listen, you know what? I'm good. I can play. And there's no other option, as you said a few minutes back. And, you know, we're kind of stuck right now. And I just think the guy's hurt, and he should probably go on the IL. I think that's my opinion. He doesn't look right to me.
Yeah, I don't know either, Roy. Thanks for the call. So between the elbow and the hit by pitch, so his left elbow, and then his shoulder sliding, these are more bumps and bruises, right? Like the MRI came out clean. I'm looking, I'm trying to go back into my notes. It was around like Cinco de Mayo. Volpe continued to play. Manager Aaron Boone said Sunday the results of the X-ray MRI constituted good news. That's why he needed this All-Star break. And they say, what is the phrase? I say it all the time and I can't think of it. Like, pain makes a coward of all of us. Like, I know that from football. If you've got a little bit of an ailment, you're not going as hard. If you've got a little bit of an injury, some pain, you're thinking about that more than you're thinking about what you got to do. You're overcompensating sometimes as well. So maybe the kid isn't right. And like, that is what would lead me to believe, like, they know that. And so they're protecting him. But I also know the kid is tough. And Boone said on Talking Yanks, I believe, like, his durability, his body, his ability to bounce back and recover. He alluded to that. But also, I know Anthony Volpe, being a Yankee fan, being a tough kid, he's not ducking. Where there are guys that we see in Major League Baseball, like an Anthony Rendon that gets paid and is like, I don't ever have to play. You know, there are some guys that hit the IL and they just, no, this kid wants the challenge. He wants to be out there. He wants to play. And even if he's 75, 80%, he's going to show up and play every day. And we just got to hope that he's got the rest that he needed through this last, 6 days or whatever, or 4 days. And he comes back Friday, when it'll be 6 days, and he's good to go. 888-808-1019. I'm still in here watching David Wright's The Right Way. Doc, this is a long doc. It's been on for 2 hours. Is this over at 9? I got to check that out. But once we do get to 9 o'clock, Keith Rad from Odyssey Mets Radio will join us at 9:10.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use
and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey, iHeart, and TuneIn apps.
Thanks for holding, thanks for waiting, thanks for listening, and thanks for watching as well. Keith McPherson on The Fan as we proceed. Shout out to Rafael Flores for calling in and giving us some of his time tonight. If you missed that, go back about 25 minutes into the Odyssey app, the number 15th ranked prospect down at AAA with the great Somerset Patriots catcher Rafael Flores, who's hanging out down in the Jersey Shore area where I'm from. He just called us and was nice enough to give us some time. He was down there at Enzo's Pizza in Oceanport, supporting the Little Leaguers down there during the Home Run Derby. He linked up with the mayor, and he also was at Sports Nuts Cards in Belmar signing autographs and opening up cards with kids. So, man, shout out to Frank Luna, who I've already shouted a bunch. Frank kills it, man. Frank, we got to be in there for the Savannah Bananas. I know you probably listen to the show and how I joke about Juan Soto. And I say if the Savannah Bananas would have offered him $1 million more, he'd be playing banana ball. They probably could offer him now. The Savannah Bananas, if they don't already have a documentary about their come up over the last 5 years and how they completely changed their trajectory, like how they were down there in Savannah, Georgia, just in that one ballpark, doing their thing and drawing some good crowds, but now they've blown up on social media, TikTok, and they've taken the show on the road where they're literally going to NFL stadiums, college stadiums, ballparks, and now they're coming to Yankee Stadium in September. Yeah, I got to be in there for that. 888-808-1019. Speaking of Soto in the chat, Nick says, Imagine having an $800 million player, and he's not your captain. You guys will find any way to say stuff about Soto. Imagine having an $800 million player and not be the captain. He can't be the captain. He ain't like that one. He's never gonna be the captain. Just his like personality, his demeanor, how he carries himself. I laughed when the Mets had their like team meeting, and I was like, Juan Soto's in the corner, probably not really saying much. Like, hey, I'm trying to figure my own stuff out in this uniform. But, you know, I talked earlier about Francisco Lindor and the rumor that David Wright would be kind of blessing him and passing the torch, and how that video was leaked where they're saying, like, you know, David Wright is going to have his ceremony, and at the end of the ceremony, he'll be the one to kind of anoint Lindor as the next captain of the Mets. I'm like, there are no leaks. There are no accidents. You don't play around with that type of stuff. You don't accidentally leak a video alluding to the fact that, like, on David Wright Day, Lindor is going to be named the next captain. You know, you accidentally go to a Coldplay concert with your coworker and go viral for cheating on your wife and having an affair. That's an accident. You don't accidentally leak a video like that. Antonio's in Dover Plains on The Fan. What's up, man?
Hey, Keith. What's going on, Keith?
Hanging out. How are you?
I'm pretty fine with Lindor being the captain. He showed leadership, so I'm fine with that. Soto, yeah. Just because he's the highest paid player doesn't mean he has to be the captain.
No, Lindor deserves it.
He's a leader.
And I feel like it's late, so why not do it this weekend during that ceremony when you know it's a packed house in front of your fans? You know people are going to be watching.
Of course. That would be amazing if they were right. Gives Lindor the captain jersey. That would be lovely. He deserves it. But talking about once, I don't know if you're going to let me get to the point. I want to do a proposal for a Met trade. But I want to talk about Juan Soto real quick, if you allow me to. But putting aside, Keith, putting aside your Met hatred, putting it aside, if Juan Soto last year with the Yankees, he would not made the All-Star game, wouldn't you be annoyed that with those numbers? Because he basically had the same numbers this year that he had with the Yankees at this time. He had the same numbers. So how is it that you're okay or you telling Met fans to stop crying about Juan Soto not being an All-Star? He should have been an All-Star. And that's so I was just with Sal Licata. I wasn't watching the All-Star game because it's crazy how this guy wasn't an All-Star.
He should have been
and
an All-Star.
You let me put my a trade proposal that I have for the Mets.
Yeah, let me respond. So if Juan Soto didn't make the All-Star game last year as a Yankee, I probably would have felt like he was done wrong, but I don't care. I wouldn't have cared. Judge was there last year. Who else was there last year? Was Cole there last year? Like, somebody was representing the New York Yankees at the All-Star game last year. I'm probably forgetting somebody else. But like, I don't get so wrapped up in all of that. Like, I didn't need Juan Soto to be an All-Star, but I knew he was going to be. And I even talked about how, like, everybody was like, he got voted in, and everybody was waiting to see him and Judge in the outfield together because Judge moved over to center field and got voted in as the starting center fielder. And then everybody wanted to see them in the lineup together, so much so they were mic'd up, talked about each other. Like, it was a different thing last year. What I was saying to the Met fan is, of course, he is one of the most popular players in the sport, one of the best players.
He's one of the faces of baseball.
So something is up, because anybody in baseball with power from Manfred down could have said, listen, this is a showcase for the best players in the game. How do we not have Juan Soto? How can we not make room for Juan Soto? They make the rules. It's their game. But the rules to get in were that the fans had to vote you in, and then if you didn't get in through the fan vote, the players get a vote, and he did not get through that barrier of entry because he did not have the start of the season that the highest paid player in the sport should have. And I saw a Met fan saying to me, I was like, you should have voted him in. They're like, he got more votes this year than he did last year. Yeah, we're not talking about last year. I'm talking about if you really wanted him to be in this year, Lindor got in, Edwin Diaz got in, Pete Alonso got in, then you should have had a little bit more, power voting. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. Something weird went on there because there's no way.
It's clear, bro. There's animosity. There's jealousy. He has been in the All-Star game for every other team that he's played for. His first year as a Met, he doesn't go. And he was player of the month in June, and that wasn't enough. That wasn't enough for somebody to say, we got to have Juan Soto. When you're talking about all the stars of the game, this guy is, and I just saw a list that came out today. I'm going to pull it up. They had the top 10 players in the game, and they didn't put him in the list. I'm like, yo, they're hating.
But remember, before he was always an All-Star, but he wasn't the highest paid player. So now that he's the highest paid player, it's weird that he doesn't make the All-Star game.
It's a way to say, hey, money can't buy your way in. If you don't perform, if you didn't get out the blocks,
he should have been there. Yeah, but a Met proposal. I wanted you to tell me what you think about it. Cleveland. I don't think they're going anywhere. So I would like Jose Ramirez and Class A, and we give Vientos, Beatty, Acuna, and a top pitching prospect from the minor leagues. Do you think that would make it happen, or will you do the trade, or you disagree with me?
To get who from?
From Cleveland, get Ramirez and Class A.
And you'll give them Beatty, Vientos,
Acuna, and a top pitching prospect.
I really don't think
We're giving that out. I think you can get Class A.
I think that's enough for you to get Class A. I don't think they move on from Jose Ramirez.
Okay, I was just thinking we need a third baseman, and they're really not going anywhere. And his contract is not bad. He gave him a discount with that.
They'll keep him. His contract is great, so they're going to try and see through that contract. They're not going anywhere this year, but they plan on going somewhere in the years to come. He's the face of the franchise. He was an All-Star that didn't play in the game. He's somebody that if they trade him this year, their fans don't show up to the ballpark for the rest of the year. Thanks for the call, Antonio. 888-808-1019. I'm trying to find this graphic. I thought I either liked it or put a bookmark on it, but I think it was from MLB, Fox Sports MLB. Yes, here it is. Fox Sports MLB put out the playoff picture going into the second half, mid-season MVPs, mid-season Cy Young, mid-season Rookie of the Year. So if you bear with me, let's go through those. Now, I guess there's a caveat here. In my opinion, Juan Soto is top 10 as far as the best position players in the game. But here is where Fox Sports ranked the top 10 players, including arms, including pitchers, in Major League Baseball. Number one, Shohei Ohtani, not surprised. Number two, Aaron Judge. Number three, Kyle Raleigh. Kind of surprised, but it's recency bias. Number three is Kyle Raleigh. Number four, Pete Crow Armstrong. Number five, Tarek Skubal. Number six, Bobby Witt Jr. Number seven, Paul Skeens. Number eight, Zach Wheeler. Number nine, Jose Ramirez. And number 10, Francisco Lindor. Now, honorable mention, very small print at the bottom. The first name in honorable mention is Juan Soto. They are hating. And I have done my fair share of hating on Juan Soto. It seems like it has stretched across the globe now. Heavy is the head that wears Steve Cohen's crown. like heavy is that wallet where, yo, when you make that much money now, you like Juan Soto wasn't looked at like this. I remember going to L.A. Juan Soto showed up late because he turned down $440 million from the Nationals. And they were so petty, they wouldn't give him the team jet or you know, gas up a private jet for him to go from D.C. to L.A. across country. Juan Soto, you know, flew himself out. I'm sure he just got on a commercial flight and just sat in first class. But because of this, it delayed him getting to the All-Star festivities. As I was just telling you in the beginning of the show about these players, they go from playing Sunday and going right down there. That's why I do not care about a swing-off and asking players to stay on Tuesday night till 11:30 at night and keep them away from their families and their friends as they have a limited break. But Juan Soto was beloved. Juan Soto was rallied around. As far as the Dominican players go, they know Juan Soto's the best hitter. He's got a ton of respect. And what Juan Soto did, and stay with me here because I'm going somewhere with this. What Juan Soto did was take that pettiness from the Nationals, take that news headline that we all heard about the Nationals, him turning down that money and the Nationals not flying him out, and he used it as fuel to win the home run derby that year. He won the home run derby in Dodger Stadium. I was maybe 10 rows behind home plate at Dodger Stadium watching it happen. I have a video of it on my phone. And the Dodger fans were chanting, "Future Dodger," because they just thought that the Dodgers were going to be able to trade for him. The Padres did that. And then they thought, well, whenever he hits free agency, the Dodgers will be able to buy him. The Mets did that. Now, what he has to do as a Met in the second half, and I did see today, Jeff Passan stamped him. Jeff Passan went out on a limb and said that Juan Soto will lead the league in homers in the second half. So he put him above Kyle Raleigh. He put him above Judge. Juan Soto has to use it as fuel and say, okay, y'all kept me out. I'm not an all-star. I'm not in your top 10. I missed a year of being an all-star, my first year wearing a Met jersey. Copy. Got it. Heard you. I'm going off. I'm going to be the best player in the game. I'm hitting everything. I'm getting on. You will not stop me. I'm going to power this team from this point on all the way to the World Series. That's what Juan Soto's mind's got to be on. I will not be stopped. I'm looking for revenge. 888-808-1019. Let's go to... Whoa. John? Yeah. John? Oh, well, we had John. He said something about rookie. Somebody was on a rookie contract. I don't know. Sometimes these guys are on hold too long, they forget. Let's go to Astoria and see if Valerie is ready to talk on the fan. What's up, Val?
Oh, hey, Keith. I'm so grateful that you took my call. I'm happy that you're talking about the All-Star game. That was going to be my point. I was listening earlier in the day, and they had the Joe Torre Foundation during Sal's show, and I really thought that you or Chris McMonagle, or at least somebody representing a Yankee fan, should have been there to show Joe Torre the love and Willie Randolph. I mean, it was no Sal, no Soto. He didn't even watch the game, and so it was kind of disingenuous for him to be talking to Joe Torre about him going out and changing pitchers when he didn't even watch
BT.
The game.
BT should have been there, but BT is on vacation.
100%.
And yeah, Sal's whole thing was no Soto, no Sal. And I gave Torre love on my show last night. I said I wish I was home watching because I missed it live in action when he came in to take Shane Smith out of the game after Shane Smith plunked Eugenio Suarez. Mr. T, that was a great moment for Mr. T. And I listened today, and I enjoyed the interview, and I'm glad that they did that. And I'm glad that he did it. I'm glad that he took them up on the opportunity. That was a moment for all of us.
Yeah, I mean, it was great, and Sal did a terrific job, and Joe Torre is fantastic. His foundation is fantastic. I just wish there was someone there kind of representing the Yankee fans, somebody that, as you said, was thrilled at the prospect of seeing Joe Torre out there again on the mound, changing pitchers, and I wasn't kind of feeling that love from Sal. Because, you know, he did the best he could. He's a professional, but I really would have loved to have seen you. I know BT was out. He's on vacation. That was my only point. I think it would have been a great opportunity for you or Chris McMonagle. Maybe next year.
Yeah, I would have went. I don't know. It used to be where if, like, BT is out, you know, they call up one of us from the minors, McMonagle or McPherson from the night shift to fill in. But Sal's been doing the show solo. BT has done it solo. Those guys are pros. They don't need me. They don't need me to come out there.
No, they don't need you, but the fans would have appreciated it. I know I would have, and I know there's a lot of other fans out there that feel the same way. So thank you for taking my call, Keith. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Val. That's really nice. I'm glad that you guys think of me that way. I'm glad that you hold me up in that esteem. You're like, hey, where's Keith? He should be interviewing Mr. T. I haven't met him. Would love to meet him. Would absolutely love to interview him on WFAN. Maybe one day. I'll be at the David Cone, Ed Lucas golf outing for my, I think, third year. I think it's my third year. That's coming up in August. We won't be live from WFAN out there, but everybody is out there for that day. I'll be playing golf for the first time. Well, competing for the first time. I've got a couple weeks to, like, actually get on a golf course. I've done the simulations. I've gone to Hudson Golf in Hoboken. I've done the swing, shout out to my wife. That was like my birthday gift. And then she, I think, doubled up and put more on like a gift certificate for Father's Day so I could go there and her and I could take some lessons and then swing. I have not stepped out on the golf course. I got my shoes. I got a bag. Shout out to Casamigos who sent me the bag. I got my Nike shoes. I got my shirts. I got the outfit ready. I don't have any clubs. I am on the way, though. By, you know, this time next month, I'll be telling you guys about my first time being on the golf course for the Ed Lucas and David Cone golf outing coming up. 888-808-1019. We're talking baseball. We're talking about the Yankees. Pretty soon, we're going to talk Mets, though. I do see that the David Wright documentary is over, and they've moved on, I believe. This is now Amazing Finishes. But coming up is Keith Rad from Odyssey Mets Radio, and we'll chop it up about the All-Star Game, trade deadline, second half Mets. So let me get to the rest of these calls before we go to the break and do that. We can take one call right here before we break. Mike is in Long Beach on the fan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how's it going, man? I just need a minute to get something off my chest. I can't believe Yankee fans are still so hurt that they're trying to knock Soto on every little thing they can. And I thought they were getting over it until Soto raked against the Yankees in the second Subway Series. But I look at it this way. Soto's going to be with the Mets for another 15 years, and that'll probably be how long it's going to take for Yankee fans to finally get over it. But then what's going to happen after that is the Mets are going to retire his number, which will be another reminder to Yankee fans that there is no 22 flying in Yankee Stadium. There will not be a monument in Monument Park. And then when he retires and gets inducted into the Hall of Fame as a New York Met, that will be a reminder for the rest of time for all future Yankee fans to know Soto turned down the New York Yankees. And to finish this rant, the one thing we learned when Soto chose the Mets is that the universal answer that Yankee fans give, which is
because they're the Yankees doesn't mean squat. Thanks, man.
Yeah, to Juan Soto, Mike. To one guy. That's the first guy in history. Might not be a bunch of other guys. And it's funny, though, right? Juan Soto raked against Juan Soto. Let's make sure we say that. Juan Soto raked against Marcus Stroman, I mean. Like, wasn't that he crushed it the whole series? Like, this guy laid down a bunt against Carlos Rodon. He crushed it against Marcus Stroman. And I told y'all it was going to take a while. I told y'all Yankee fans weren't going to get off that. You guys tried to say, but it's not going to take 15 years. The 1 year that he spent in pinstripes, it'll probably take about a year or two. But also, we've only just begun. Like, he's got to win something. He's got to get to a World Series with y'all, because they can hang, you know, Yankee fans that want to do that can hang that over your head. If you don't make it to the World Series this year, it's going to be like, well, the 1 year we had him, we got to the World Series with him. That's why, with his slow start, Yankee fans, myself included, were having a field day. The jokes were writing themselves, like he was not himself as a Met. What's up with the guy? You know, there's a lot of Yankee fans rooting for that contract to be one of the worst contracts in the history of sports. It's yet to be seen. I still think Juan Soto is one of the best hitters we've ever seen and one of the best players in the league.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.